B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A St. Louis police officer has been charged with manslaughter in the death of another officer, allegedly by shooting her during a game of Russian roulette.
Oh, no.
These are police officers.
Come on.
Listen, I have a friend who whose friend had some very interesting, who's a St. Louis police officer. That department is a mess.
Is it?
It is. There's all kinds of really weird things going on over there. Caitlin Alex died, 24 years old, while off duty early Thursday morning. Statement says that Officer Nathaniel Hendren shot Alex in the chest while they were handling a revolver. They were handing it back and forth, taking turns pulling the trigger. Hendren, who was on duty at the time of the incident, met Alex at his home, according to the statement from Sergeant Richard Hellmeyer. They were playing with firearms when Hendren produced a revolver, emptied the cylinder, and put one cartridge back in. According to Hellmeyer, Hendren first pointed the gun away and pulled the trigger, but the revolver did not fire. Alex then took the weapon, aimed it at Hendren, and pulled the trigger, but the gun still did not fire. On the third shot, Hendren pulled the trigger while pointing the gun at Alex, and the gun discharged. Alex died from a gunshot wound to the chest.
Come on!
It's insane. They filed charges against Hendren for involuntary manslaughter. The felony carries a sentence of 3 to 10 years in prison.
Were they sober?
These are people who... Yeah, the one guy was on duty. So these are people that fire weapons as part of their job.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what to and what to not do. But clearly, they were being very, very stupid.
This is the preliminary report. I don't think this is what happened.
Okay. Hendren's partner, who had not yet been named, was also present during the game. He advised that he told the defendant and victim that they shouldn't be playing with guns and that they were police officers. He felt uncomfortable and he started to leave. The partner says that he left the room but heard the shot while still in the apartment and returned to find Alex shot in the chest. So if there's more to it, there's an investigation underway.
It's quite possible. Quite possible. That's a deflect story.
Deputies in Florida have arrested a woman accused of killing her boyfriend and keeping his body in a camper at another location for several months. Detectives discovered the dismembered body of Anthony Franklin Mitchell inside the camper trailer at Park Campground. Don't worry, I have lighter stories than this.
Yeah.
The cause of death was subsequently determined to be homicide due to blunt force trauma. Investigators said Mitchell drove to the RV village in early August 2018 and was living with his girlfriend, Penny Rebecca Paspiel. And the victim's family last spoke with him on August 22nd and was shortly after that time detectives learned that Pospili had started informing on others that Mitchell had passed away. Officers said that she had moved the camper trailer near the end of September 2018, after which time witnesses reported a foul odor coming from the camper.
Oh, that's just him decomposing.
Detectives worked to conduct surveillance on her and found the cause to take her into custody. She's being held without bond.
They're playing Russian Monopoly.
Oh, is that what it was? All right, how about this? Having bird poop on your car isn't a crime, but apparently having your parking permit blocked by the stuff is. A man in South End, UK, was slapped with a $200 parking fine after his valid permit was covered up by pigeon crap. Scott Coulthart said that despite immediately showing the parking inspector the mistake, he was told that it was too late and he would be forced to appeal the ticket. The man and his wife were denied their initial appeal and so challenged the ticket a second time. They since received a letter from law enforcement saying that the bailiffs would visit their home if it wasn't paid in full. Coulthart said bird poop is not something that we can control. And a council spokesman said, we are currently discussing this claim with our contractor and will be in touch with the residents directly.
So if you pull up and it's exposed, you can see it. And during the time you're at work, a bird poops on it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be held liable for that.
Exactly. But they are being for the time being. Richard Kamrowski held on to the hood of an SUV and his life during a wild ride on the Mass Pike on Friday.
This is wild video.
Began with road rage. Now, the 65-year-old says it all started when a small accident on the Pike side swiped his truck. A confrontation with the SUV driver occurred, and Kamrowski somehow ended up on the hood of that SUV. And for nearly 3 miles, he was hanging on as the SUV traveled at speeds of up to 70 miles an hour. Mm. He said, I thought he was going to run over me, and I don't know. I don't think he stopped. He just kind of kept going fast and then slow, fast and slow, trying to get me to slide off, and I wasn't going to get off the car. So he was trying to slam on the brakes and get the guy to come off of there.
This poor bastard.
And we're looking at video of him on the hood of the car yelling at the guy while driving.
And he has his feet sort of bent up.
Now the driver of the SUV, Mark Fitzgerald, is facing charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, negligent driving, and leaving the scene of an accident involving property damage.
I might have just assumed that he was out for a test drive, and the sales guy wanted him to feel like what it was like to be by himself during the commute.
And Kamrowski, the guy who was on the hood, is facing a charge of disorderly conduct. The SUV driver ultimately came to a stop.
Could you pull over?
With the intervention of some Good Samaritans, and was taken into custody by responding troopers. So
this poor guy.
Dude. Oh, man.
Well, they're both idiots.
Yeah, exactly. The three-year-old boy who spent 2 days lost in the woods of eastern North Carolina tells his family that he, quote, hung out with a bear for companionship.
That is, listen,
I doubt
that's the case, but that's such a cute story to come up with.
While hundreds of people search frantically in cold.
Dude, no one will believe you when you tell them.
And rainy.
I think you made it up.
In rainy weather to find him.
Do you have a camera or something we could take a picture?
His aunt, Brianna Hathaway, shared the revelation on Facebook Friday and added that Casey's healthy, smiling, and talking after being found late Thursday night. She said, God sent him a friend to keep him safe.
My name is Baloo.
He said, God is a good God, and miracles do happen. The family said, yeah, it's a miracle if it was a bear there and didn't eat the kid. The family said,
oh, I thought about it. I really did, but he's just totes adorbs.
The family said Friday that a post office box is being set up to handle the sudden outpouring.
I mean, when I first saw him, I thought this is the human equivalent of Tortino's role, just tiny and wonderful.
A support for the boys, so there's a lot of people that are sending them support.
It is not without precedent, though, that people have been lost in the woods and kids, and they've been sort of taken in by like a wolf, or it has happened throughout history, maybe like three times.
But do you think he maybe meant, you know, raccoon instead of bear?
I'm thinking like his I think his squirrel. Mind was just sort of wandering, and he would have liked that to have been the case. I can't see a full-grown bear passing up an easy meal like that.
Yeah, he's 3 years old. So,
and his hair was covered in peanut butter.
I still am blown away by that story
and
how that kid was outside during those
that
temperatures and lived. And
the bear kept him warm.
Okay, I guess so.
It's not much, but I've got electric heat.
Right.
And
welcome to
play. I'll put something on TV for you. You like that show? You like the channel Sprout?
Yeah, that's for little kids.
Yeah, 93.3 WMMR audio on demand.
It happened Friday afternoon outside of New Holy Trinity Baptist Church in Compton.
Sorry, just got swept up with everything.
An argument erupted between family members attending services for a relative who was brought there after dying in Louisiana. A memorial was being held for 29-year-old Jakira Green, who died in a car crash in the South. During the service, as her grandmother was eulogizing, a man suddenly stood up and began yelling and cursing. According to the sheriff, words were said inside the service that somebody took offense to. Emotions got out of hand. Witnesses say the dispute spilled out into the back parking lot, where fists were thrown. And then somebody pulled out a gun and began firing, resulting in three men being shot.
This is unbelievable.
Funeral.
I always leave my gun at home when I go to a funeral.
One man died at the scene. Two others were hospitalized in stable condition. During the mayhem, two drivers collided in the street as they tried to speed away. So it was a car accident, too.
It's like a freaking action movie.
Neither the shooter nor gun used in the shooting has been found. As of Friday night, investigators say they know who the suspects are and are working to track them down. A family vacationing in Miami were booted from their flight after passengers complained about their body odor.
Yeah.
But Yossi Adler said, there's no body odor that we have. This was Thursday morning at Miami International Airport.
Not a lick.
Adler, his wife, and their 19-month-old daughter were preparing to fly back home to Detroit on Wednesday night when they were escorted off their American Airlines flight. He said, as soon as they took us off, they closed the gate and they said, sorry, sir, some people complained that you had body odor and we're not letting you back on.
You're stinky.
The Adler said that they were told that their luggage would be taken off the plane, but that didn't happen, leaving them with only the clothes on their backs.
You're stinky and you have no luggage.
They said he said they have our car seat, stroller, everything. American Airlines sent a statement acknowledging the reason for the removal. It read, Mr. Adler and his wife were removed from the flight when several passengers complained about their body odor. They have been booked into a hotel for the night, given meal vouchers, and they've been rebooked on the flight on Thursday. The Adlers returned to Miami International Airport early Thursday in hopes that they would be able to fly home. They said, we stopped several people in the airport,
yeah,
and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smell? Because we just got kicked off a plane for smelling. Adler said he's frustrated, and he wants to know the real reason that they were forced off the plane.
They appear to be like a clean family. Apparently, from what I understand, the people they had asked, whether they were just being kind or not, said they didn't smell anything in particular.
Yeah.
So, that would be interesting.
The Adlers later sent a text message acknowledging that they made it to Detroit and successfully reunited with their luggage when they got there.
But who went to the news with this? Because if it was them, like, I wouldn't want anybody to know, but whether it was true or not.
They're the ones who made us stink.
Yeah, but if it weren't true, you would certainly want people to know about that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because all I see is stinky family not allowed on plane. I can't smell it through the TV or through the internet, so.
Word.
We can't be known as the stinky family.
Please, whether please don't call them.
True or not.
I don't want to die as a member of the stinky family.
A new bill aims to ban dwarf tossing contests at bars and strip clubs across Washington state. Sponsored by Senator Mike Padden, Senate Bill 5486 would ban such contests and promotions and any other recreational activity involving exploitation that endangers the health, safety, and welfare of any person with dwarfism.
You're just going to send the dwarf business over to Alaska.
Yeah. Well, I mean, have you guys ever been to anything like that?
No.
I have. And, I mean, it's weird I didn't actually toss dwarves, but, and it wasn't at a bar.
Did you catch them?
No, but it was at, like, a private event, you know.
Okay. A funeral?
No. Oh. It's just at a beach house. These guys like to do crazy things, and so one weekend they hired little people.
Okay.
And that's what they were hired for. It's not like they were hired.
It was the guy's business.
Yeah, it wasn't like they were hired to be waiters.
I've seen little, it's like they weren't abducted. It was
right.
Little people who conducted a business where they wanted to be participants, right?
Yeah. I mean,
what did the guy seem? Was he up? Was the dwarf or was the little person down with it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the job, that's, it
was
his,
that was in the job description.
It was his business. It's, you know,
yeah,
like,
it wasn't
yeah.
like he showed up to do car detailing and they started throwing him around the room.
I mean, I didn't feel right about it. You know what I mean? It didn't, but
no,
I don't know what's any different between that and hiring a private stripper.
Hey, I was just here to wax your car. What are you doing?
Hey, let's throw him around. Hey, he's tight. Throw him around. He's not even human.
Hey! Anyway. So anyhow.
Don't, only you can prevent forest fires.
Padden, the senator said that he became aware of the issue when a medical student with dwarfism contacted him about a dwarf tossing contest last October at a strip club. The student, who's, like I said, a medical student, said he was concerned about potential injuries to participants as people with dwarfism are particularly susceptible to spine and neck injuries.
It's like they said in the 60s, Preston. What if they gave a dwarf tossing party and no one came?
Yeah, what would happen? Okay. Let me see.
I didn't even know that was still a thing, to be honest.
One last story, and then we'll wrap it up. And with this one. Three people were arrested on drug charges following an investigation into a man pleasuring himself in a Target.
How much investigation?
In a Target dressing room with the door open.
Oh, come on.
Jeez.
Man, close the door.
Now, officers were dispatched
to
Target.
That's what I do.
On both Saturday, January 19th and Thursday, January 24th for reports of a man they identified as Lewis Foreman pleasuring himself in a fitting room while the door was open. In both cases, he fled the store in a gold Jaguar. Now, on the 24th, after he fled, officers tracked him, but he fled on foot. And then when officers tried to stop him entering a residence through a rear door, he went and hid in the attic. Now, he surrendered a little bit later on without incident. A search warrant also executed at the same residence found 8.75 pounds of marijuana in sealed bags, digital scales, packing materials, and $4,500 in suspected drug proceeds.
Kathy, this guy gets so aroused at Target, he has to pleasure himself, and he drives a gold Jaguar.
Wow.
I think we found you, Mr. Wright.
Yes. This is Mr. Wright.
But
sure.
If you've got pounds of weed at the house, don't go spanking it in public, you idiot.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.